case number 10,467, Dorothy and Paul Elder, southwest of Route 54, east of Hayes Avenue, being lot 16, block 1, within Edgewater Acres development. A variance from the side yard and front yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Paul Elder. Address in question is 16 Hayes Avenue or 13048 Hayes Avenue by the 911 number. The residence is in Annapolis, Maryland.
Sir?
Hi. Joe Hill, 304 North Main Street, Berlin, Maryland.
All right. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Paul Elder here. This is Joe Hill, our designer of record for this project. My wife and I purchased what was 16 Hayes Avenue back in 1987 from a fellow by the name of Mr. McCarthy. Mr. McCarthy had retired to the house after working in working for a chemical company up in Dover for a long time. And at the time we acquired the property, he advised us that the house was moved to that site from a ocean side of Ocean Highway to that site back in the mid-50s. We remodeled that, and we bought that house back in 1987. We remodeled the house in 1991, and at that time, we had a west-sided variance to allow us to put a deck on the property. I believe at that time there was a front yard variance that was granted because that's where the existing house sat. That side yard variance is associated with the house being on a corner lot. And there is a 40-foot right-of-way that has essentially been abandoned by the county and the homeowners association. That is the direction where we're seeking our majority of our variance. You have some photos, I believe, in our file. I have three other photos I'd like to pass to you. The first photo is a view looking north from our front yard to our rear yard and shows the existing wooden deck for which we have the existing variance. We're asking an additional 2 feet to allow for a deck on a new building that we're constructing. The second photo there is a rear view looking east towards our neighbor's properties to our east. And you see a small white outbuilding there that is a pump house currently. And it extends 6 feet to the rear of the property. We're taking 3 feet off of that in an effort to maintain the view shed of our neighbors to the east. We have spoken to them of the project, and they are in favor of the project. The front yard setback is shown, the front yard looking east, and you can see where other older homes that were built in the neighborhood have their front setbacks. Mr. Hill is here to describe exactly what the modifications are, but we're reducing that front yard setback by about 2 feet. You'll notice in the side yard photograph, there is a green area of green vegetation further to the west of our property, about in an area where a sidewalk would be if that right-of-way had been utilized as a street, but it is not. We have no intention of interfering with that green setback. If you have a copy of the survey, you'll notice that the lot is a little bit of an unusual shape in that when the property was originally laid out by Edgewater Acres, it was 100 foot on the west side, but because of erosion, it has come back to 97 feet on the west side. You'll see an existing pile there near some riprap that we placed to try to maintain a wetlands. We abandoned that existing, not abandoned, but we did not utilize that existing pile when we did some bulkhead work so that we wouldn't encroach on the wetlands and some plants that are located between the existing pile and where the little diamond is where a survey mark was set. That's on the northwest corner of the property. My looks probably belie my youth, but we are anticipating retiring and moving to Edgewater Acres as our primary residence. We are uncomfortable with the existing building as being what we'd consider safe for our grandchildren and for ourselves if should a storm come up, and we would like to build something a little bit more substantial, as you see in the plans before you. Lastly, we would prefer not to go push into the backyard for the setback requirements that were originally set, in as much as we enjoy our backyard. We have no interest in sitting in our front yard looking at the street. We like sitting in the backyard, enjoying the view shed there. Our grandchildren like playing on the grass, and that's where we'd like to be. And we would not like to encroach on the view shed of our neighbors to the east. That is us in a nutshell. Mr. Hill can offer some more data.
Sure. I guess basically what's happening there was a non-conforming structure existing, which kind of set the premise for what the elders are trying to do. So we're maintaining that existing front setback of 20.2 so he could accommodate the neighbors to the east and preserve their view. They're highly in favor of that. We're also trying to reclaim that variance to the west, actually that with an additional 2 feet to accommodate some porches and preserve the green space there. And then there's a small thing to the east, 2x7, which accommodates a chimney only. We'll be maintaining that property line to the east. And that's pretty much it. As far as the square footage of the house compared to the square footage of the footprint, I don't think we've changed anything. We're just trying to maintain those couple non-conforming variances that we have, or property lines that we have, boundary lines that we have.
And I believe there's some other photographs in there that demonstrate some of the other projects you've approved in the not distant past in my neighborhood.
Chimney's allowed to encroach. Okay.
Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No question.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay, in favor? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10467. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will be compatible with the rest of the houses that I look at down there.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,467. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been approved.
Thank you all very much.